Item seven is a zoning agreement amendment for 905 Corden Avenue under clause ZAA 8-2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter of Development Procedures by law, this is a combined hearing. The following items will also be heard at the same time. Anyway, item eight, conditional use for 905 Corden Avenue under clause
I'm Rhea Collison. I'm the managing partner of the establishment.
Go ahead.
I've had some extended dealings with the gentleman from the city, and they've been down. We've discussed at length a number of things concerning the property, and I've read the report, and for the most part, I'm pleased with their recommendations, with the exception of the hours of operation conditions that were recommended. Hoping that we can possibly do away with those and allow me to operate as a private business and with the same hours of operation that any other business would be afforded in the area, so I can compete and not be restricted in that regard. Some of the one particular point, we've applied to expand the building. Or the use of the building, rather. I've been paying rent and property taxes for the entire building for the last 2 years. I've been open since February of 2009. I've also paid my business taxes for the area as well this year, and a considerable amount of money as well in terms of licenses and applications for things of this nature. And throughout those, again, I've had a fairly good experience, with the exception of not being able to stay operate at this capacity from day one, which would have been obviously what my intention was. But within these recommendations, I guess is what I should just point out, the initial side, there's an A and a B side to the property. Within side A is where we currently operate bistro. Side B is where we've been operating a deli soup bar. And we would like to have that usable floor space added to the dining area, whereby making it adjoining the two sides of the same building, so that I can have an expanded licensed dining area. We've also asked for lounge licensing for the front patio that we already currently have dining licensing for, and a smaller lounge within the dining area of the property as well. And again, we've been operating with no restrictions on hours of operation within this side A, and they're current with or concurrent with what the MLCC provides, which would allow us to operate and sell alcohol until 2 o'clock in the morning, which we have had occasion to do, but isn't the normal, I shouldn't say normal, we don't always have people there until then. But at the same time, I've noticed that within these recommendations, it's now recommended to change that so that not only am I not being allowed to operate the additional space that I'm presumably going to be afforded within regular operating hours that the licensing, the provincial governing body has afforded people who are given licenses, now I'm to be closed earlier on the A side where I've already been operating since February and I've had no issues of any kind. There have been no complaints or any kind of disruptions of any nature. I might add that this building was Needham's Pharmacy for many years and then was leased out by Pharma Plus, which then vacated the building and reestablished itself a block down at Stafford and Corden, where the building then, 905, remained empty for about 5 years, where it was quite thoroughly covered in graffiti, pretty much a generalized sort for the area. I've since then had another colleague purchase the building with the idea that I would be leasing it, and then we proceeded with completely revamping the entire building. There's considerable investment. I don't even dare say the figure, just for my own stomach lining. But the point is that we've turned an eyesore in the area, and a section where there was not only to our building, but the adjacent buildings being the apartment blocks behind in the back lane, also the commercial spaces next door, and then another apartment block that have been covered in, you know, again, graffiti. They haven't had any issues with that since we've shown up, because now there's somebody actually operating there, and we're in the building, and there's people there, and it's, you know, the whole area has benefited by us being there. So I would just suggest that we be allowed to operate with the freedom to be open. If I have customers that want to stay there until, you know, 1:30 or 2 in the morning, then I don't think I should have to ask them to leave and suggest, you know, reluctantly that they go to someone else's business adjacent to mine so that they can enjoy my customers. And I just don't see that the logic behind it. And I guess I can appreciate the area as I do. I've worked in that area. I've managed another property for 25 years. I've lived in that area my entire life. And I think I have an excellent understanding of what the issues are, and I appreciate them all, but I think that I'd like to be judged. If there is a problem, then let's exact the or use the conditionality of these zoning requirements or whatever the restrictions. Let's talk about it at that point instead of, you know, I feel like I'm being not, I don't want to say punished, but judged for something that may or may not happen. And I think that I've proven to be a positive influence, and we've had definitely a positive impact in the area. And I would just like to be treated as such.
Questions?
Sorry? Yes, I have some letters of support, or two letters of support, and then a number of signatures in support as well. We tried to set up, these are from the building next to me. And,
questions?
Okay. Be patient. Yes. Oh, I'm very patient.
He's talking to me.
Oh, sorry. He was looking at me.
Where did you work for 25 years?
At a Bar Italia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, so right now your hours of operation are basically, because there's no cocktail lounge.
Right.
The city hasn't put any restrictions and said you're fine until 2 in the morning. Is that your current, or what are the current operating hours?
Maybe there's a previous conditional use order.
Maybe I should be asking.
Yeah, there's a previous conditional use order that allowed for the hours, I believe, were 11 till 2. I'll just verify that.
9 a.m.
The restriction, I know there's a restriction on the patio till 11.
Yes, 11 a.m. And that, I'm not contesting that, because I understand that that's something
11
that's,
p.m.?
Yes, 11 p.m. till 11 to 11. 11 a.m. to 11.
Yeah.
On the previous conditional use order, the hours of business be limited between 9 a.m. and 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, and 11 till 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay. And I would like to make you aware that maybe you haven't got a complaint, but I have a complaint here from resident in the area, concerned about some of the same types of problems we have had from other late night establishments in the court area.
But a complaint as a result of something that's happened or concerns?
I can read this out because it was, they did, it's part of the public hearing. So
sure.
Unfortunately, myself and my husband were not able to attend this evening's meeting regarding the application for Faso Bistro. I would like to express our family's opposition to the expansion of Faso for the purpose of a drinking establishment. We reside within the block directly behind Faso since the bistro, and then consequently the late night, is how they call it, takeout window has opened. We've experienced an increase in parking difficulties, late night noise disturbances, and frequent public urination. We have on occasion, I'm just reading it.
Okay? Sorry.
And you know, I would like to, by the way, say that your place has brought a lot of great stuff to the area. Like, I've been there several times myself, by the way, and I never run into you, but I go there quite often.
Well, I feel better now because I was mildly hurt by that.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I'm just reading it into the record.
Sure.
Okay. We frequently remove takeout containers and have food and beer and other alcohol containers. While we do not hold Faso solely responsible for these problems, the late-night lure of the takeout window certainly brings about patrons and problems that other homeowners face living closer to the hub of the court district. Now adding a drinking establishment will only increase the traffic and exacerbate these problems. And then she says, as the owner of Fazzo has publicly announced that her experience comes from another popular court and bar, we cannot help but conclude that she's hoping to emulate the popularity of this establishment. Yeah. And I'm sure you've heard that.
Well, that's not
fair. And that's not fair. That's somebody saying that. So you can speak, and you have a chance to speak in rebuttal to anything that's been said here, too. We also feel that the timing of the application, as well as the date, allows for the least amount of resistance due to the proximity of the holiday season. We trust that you represent our community level. So I'm just telling you, like, this is what we've received. So you do have the opportunity to speak in rebuttal to that. If you'd like to do that now, and then we can get back into our
discussion. Sure.
I think that's the only correspondence I have.
Yeah, well, I think that every night, actually I shouldn't say I know that every night, we're only open late with the takeout in the summer, two nights a week. Being Friday and Saturday night, and at the end of that, throughout and at the end of that night, we go around the parking lot, which we have our own parking, so the parking statement there is, I think, completely fabricated. I can't believe that I know there's no possible way that there's any issue with parking. Most of the people that do attend the window are walking up, and if they have driven, I have five spots behind my building. I also have 30 spots adjacent to me as well, and street parking right
now. No, and I understand we had a parking plan and everything when it was approved originally.
Yeah, and so there's no way that that's an issue, and I guess it's unfortunate for them that they feel that it is. The other thing I would like to say as well is that we maintain, again, that area. We sweep the entire side, that whole piece of block of Wentworth from Cordon to the back lane, and then also I send my employees over to go from the back lane to McMillan, which I'm not obligated to do it in any way, but because we do have an extreme concern for cleanliness, not only of the area, but also obviously for our building and our presence there, we've been keenly aware of that. Same goes for the back of the building. I'd suggest to find any other restaurant in the area that has as clean a back lane as I do. So there is no issue with garbage, and certainly not from my establishment. In terms of, I'm not even going to respond to the public, I'm not even going to bring it up, actually, the urination thing I think is ridiculous, again, and in terms of, you know, whether one issue, which again, I can appreciate there maybe something's happened, you can't justify denying or dictating that this would change or affect me in some way from one issue, one person.
No, I appreciate that. I felt it was important to at least, fair enough,
and I'm curious, because that came in today, or? Because
it just came in today.
Because I was, again, trying to...
The item was in the media, in the free press this morning.
There was a huge typo in that as well.
I know, I'm well aware the typo was...
And I also have to say that I was hoping that wasn't going to come up, because really I think that, again, you want to talk about timing, this person making a comment about the timing of the meeting, well, I'm not even going to get into the fact that I was scheduled for a meeting in November, but then told I was actually put in the wrong one, and now here I am another month later.
Okay, well,
so first of all, I don't make decisions of that, but I'm saying that article or that mini blip that showed up in there, which had an extremely inflammatory nature, and then topping that off with saying that I'm opening a 490-seat outdoor patio.
Yeah, they said 490 seats instead of feet.
Now, I suppose only one person, well, a little slightly, but, you know, again, it causes people
to react.
We can't
control the media. So,
no, yeah. You know, but hopefully.
Okay, good enough.
Thank
you. Now, I wanted to raise another issue also, and I had asked the administration to look into this, and somebody was going to get back to me about this idea of have you considered putting a bicycle rack in?
Well, we actually had one. It was on the front.
There was one.
And we wanted to put one on the back. And we actually looked into a couple of different of the bike shops are now going to let me know which ones are going to provide me with a couple. But if I was permitted to put it on city property, on the side, then I absolutely
so
would.
If there
it
was
came
a
down to location.
Because
that is something that people have asked about.
If there was a location that was found that would work, then
you'd
be happy to put one out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can work on the staff with that one.
Sure.
Because I think it would be great to have another.
No, I'd love to.
Okay. Now, I have to tell you, I do have some concerns about, I appreciate, like, when we went through a lot of, we met long before you even applied to this, and worked this out, and I assume there was an understanding that this property is not exactly the same as, you know, right in the middle of the Cordon Strip. It's more of a residential character. It is somewhat quieter. And I think we understood, even from the C1 zoning, that you know there was got to be something to limit it to be, right, to the size of some things mm-hmm. out there. So that was the reasons why some of these original restrictions were put on. Now, I understand sort of the unique nature of the way it's you're operating that business. And just to let you know, I'm comfortable with giving you some more space inside, like the A and B stuff inside, the cocktail lounge inside, even fine. I think that's manageable. I'm not comfortable with the cocktail lounge outside because I think this is a residential street. I mean, I know it's cordon, but there's a lot of residents right there. I think we need to keep a little bit of a lid on it. So I'm trying to come up with some kind of compromise. I don't just want to say no to you. But, I mean, you were only here a few months ago opening up that patio, and at that time, there was no application for a cocktail lounge. I mean, yours, patio, that was going to be restaurant space.
Respectfully, the reason I had, business people, unfortunately, in Winnipeg aren't, like, we can't just ask for things all at once because the iron, you know, it's something that I had to pace myself because even with that letter, people are saying, oh, well, I'm from Martalia, Big Bad Martalia.
Yeah.
Well, that's, well, unfortunately...
okay, that's
I'm
not
what
I'm not talking about that though.
No, no, but and even with the patio, I would have gladly, believe me, would have loved to.
You would have liked to have it then.
Well, sure, because realistically, what happens even right now, and why I have 100 or so signatures there, and a tremendous amount of support, is that there is no establishment around there. And the reason being that I've actually now one of the niche market or the market that we're aiming at there is a 40-plus, 30-plus, 40-plus crowd,
yeah.
That there is no business or patio that really caters to that, the
well,
people
that
frankly live.
Well, that buy food. So
but no, the,
so.
Well, no.
Especially if they're coming
that's
in.
Not, it's not a question of whether they can afford it or not. It's a question of if someone's been at, and this is what's happened, is they've been at a restaurant or they've been at home. Now they're out walking, oh, I'd like to sit outside and have a glass of wine. Well, okay, I can either force you to order food, or you can not sit on my patio. I mean, patios are in such small or in great demand in Winnipeg and warm summer nights as well. But I mean, I am confined, I'm restricted from till 11 p.m. So I don't see why. I just want the freedom to be able to operate and to be a viable business. That's all I ask for. I'm
so
not asking for anything.
Well,
in fact,
you
I
are,
receive
you're
much
asking
less.
For. Your floor space is going to be significantly larger than the 2,400 square feet, which is what is recommended in a C1 zoning. So before you, I think in fairness, like I originally stretched it larger, and now I'm prepared to stretch it larger still. But you may not get 100% of what you want. There is a Corridon Avenue drinking establishment study that was done, which you were part of, and basically. There are issues in that community, and I can't simply ignore that completely. I'm not, and as I mentioned, I think your establishment has been a big improvement. We're trying to find a way to give you more than you've got, and so I hope you understand that. But there are concerns about, some cities have put a complete moratorium on any new drinking establishments. That's one of the things this study talks about considering it when we go into the secondary plan. I'm not saying we're going to do that, but I can't just sort of willy-nilly go, yeah, whatever. Like, I have to look at the positions.
I haven't really invested.
And I'm not saying you have, but you're asking for a cocktail lounge outside.
My question would be then, if there's so much opposition, why has there been one letter or one email, I imagine, of one person. There's a 4x8 sign on the front of my building that blasts out the phrase drinking establishment, which I mean is clear, it goes beyond making it any kind of misunderstanding about what I mean. In fact, it creates a grave misunderstanding about what I'm trying to do. I just would like to have some freedom to not have to turn away respectable adults that want to come and have it sit outside. It's not everyone.
You are asking for approval for a cocktail lounge inside, which I'm saying that I'd be willing to approve. So I think if you on balance, I think I'm actually approving a cocktail lounge inside.
Well, I appreciate that.
Space. So like I'm not saying no to everything. I'm also not saying yes to everything. So that's at this point in time.
So
is there anything else? Is there any other people that wanted
people
to speak? So.
Yeah, there's several people.
Thank you. I mean, that's where I'm. I mean, I'll hear the rest of the people first before I come to that. final conclusion, okay?
Again, my big question is, in terms of maybe it's going to be divine for me, is we're talking about a conditional use here, right? This whole operation right now is conditional,
mm-hmm.
right? So the definition of conditionality is that presumably it's not permanent, and that if for some reason things were not conducive or if they were disruptive to the area, beyond even what the Manitoba Liquor Control Commission would be imposing and believe me, controlling, as far as any kind of situations that may, you know, could possibly arise. I would just appreciate to not be judged based on what might happen. I mean, if there was some way that we could, you know, we could rely on the idea that it is conditional, and again, that there's a provincial body, an act, that can presumably controls these situations, I would just like the opportunity to be a viable business in Winnipeg, not be punished for, you know, what may or may not happen. I think you'll find that a lot of the people that actually do live in the area absolutely would love the opportunity to be able to sit outside until, you know, at minimum 11 o'clock at night, you know, in our limited summer and possibly be able to have that. I mean,
And I think, you know, there's different ways of looking at this. For me, it's actually more of setting up, conditional use is when once we approve it, then it's going to be there. We're not going to take it away. It's going to be there pretty much. And so what I'm trying to do is set up something that is going to fit with the neighborhood, not have to come in and force problems and have a lot of complaints later, but fit. You're asking for an expansion right now, okay? And I'm approving some degree of that.
I appreciate that.
I'm trying to find something that I think will not require enforcement. I hope we don't have to have any enforcement. Right, so that would be perfect,
so,
wouldn't it?
It would be.
So, I mean, I don't think anyone's being punished or anyone's being...
This is how the city operates.
Like, you don't automatically have a right to open up
a bar of any size anywhere.
So, like, it's actually... Not. We're just setting that up, and I think you're being treated quite fairly. So I hope you...
Well, I hope to be, yes.
I hope you see it that way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cameron Collison?
I'm a long-time resident of the area. I've lived on Fleet Avenue between Coburn and Hugo, within a stone's throw of the more congested, heavily populated area of the licensed establishments. I now live, if I step out my front door and step to the left, I can see Plaza from my house. And I'm here to speak fully in favor of their expansion plans. I'm here to speak fully in favor of the patio, and I would actually like to start with the patio in terms of its the negative effect that somehow it's going to have on the area. I assume that the negative impact would be what noise coming from the patio at night. Well, Fazzo's patio and where Fazzo is located is actually across the street mostly from businesses. We have a large strip mall to our immediate left. We have businesses and doctor's offices going down Cordon Avenue across the street from us. We have one apartment block directly across from us, and I don't recall actually off the top of my head if there is windows facing it, but if there are, they're actually a little bit farther up to the smaller end of the patio, and then where the largest section of our patio would be is actually facing more businesses. So I don't see how we would be affecting negatively entities that are probably closed during our busiest hours, and that those entities in fact act as a buffer on the community to prevent any noise. Our building itself would also act as a buffer in terms of sound and disruption to the properties immediately behind us. And I think it speaks volumes that the people that live the closest to us aren't complaining. And I think that has to be taken into consideration when Fazzo asks to have a patio. I also, as a 39-year-old man and married man with my wife, would like to be able to go and sit on a patio on Cordon Avenue in the evening and have a glass of wine. And the last time I checked, 40-year-olds aren't the rowdies. I don't think they're the ones getting into the fist fights, and it's not been my experience that they are. That the nightclub atmosphere that we all seem to be afraid of here in terms of placing restrictions is occupied by, it's a young man's game. It's younger people. they're rowdier, they're noisier, and they would also be more concentrated down the street where the existing patios are and where there is no restrictions placed upon them as well. In terms of having a lounge, if I'm not mistaken, Nibbler's Nosh operated in the same building that is now occupied by PharmaPlus, and I believe that they had a cocktail lounge, and I don't believe that they had any restrictions placed on them as well. So I think there's a precedence for lounges to be in that area of Cordon as well. I would also just like to speak to it was mentioned that Fazo's occupied a building that was essentially a blight or a negative impact on the area where it had graffiti. It was unoccupied. It didn't look good. Nothing was going on there. And I would suggest that Fazo helps extend Cordon Avenue. The Cordon Avenue is really now linked between Harrow Avenue and Confusion Corner, that there is a coffee shop and an ice cream at Harrow, and then you've got the new businesses at Stafford, and then you have Fazo coming in there, and then you have all the restaurants down, and I think that it contributes to Cordon Avenue, which I consider to be one of the jewels of the city, that it attracts not only tourists as in people from all areas of the city that come and meet and hang out and have a nice time on Cordon Avenue, but it also is a destination for people coming from other cities to enjoy Winnipeg, and that I think Fazo contributes positively to the area, and I don't see how a patio license could negatively impact the area. That at worst, Fazo would be no more negative than any other business on licensed establishment on Cordon Avenue, and I think that at best they're providing a service to an older crowd that is desired, and that I think that they've improved the area and had a positive impact on Cordon and Winnipeg as a whole.
How many could be seated in the patio?
I'm sorry?
How many people could be seated in the patio?
40 people?
30.
I think it's 30. It's not a large, it's not an overly large patio.
It's part of the conditional use.
That's part of the condition, yeah.
Any questions?
Yeah, just, and it's hard with these, in my short tenure here of 8 months, it's hard not to get too focused on this building. But I will also look at the use of that building, not Fazo, the best tenant in the planet and the best community partner in the planet, because Fazo may not be there in a year or 2 years, and then someone else swoops in. So my question is, let's say someone else comes in after Fazo, we do know they turn over, maybe 25 years is fantastic, but that's a rarity. And then a younger group comes in, an urban edge group, who want to attract the younger kids. Would that be a problem for the neighborhood?
I don't see how that would be any different than on my street. I live at Warsaw and Lilac,
yeah.
And throughout the summer, on a regular basis, my street come 9-10 o'clock at night, carloads of young people would show up, and they would pile up, park, and walk down Cordon Avenue and participate in whatever it is that we're doing. And I think that when you live in the area, that that it's expected. It's one of the things that attracts me to the area. It's one of the reasons why I live where I live. It's because of close proximity to excellent restaurants, lounges, haircuts, coffee shops, you name it. I have the whole gamut within 5 minutes I don't have to drive anywhere. I can get my groceries, I can go out to eat.
I live about a walk away from you.
Yeah.
And
I know, well, for my neighbors, all my neighbors know about Fazo, and they've seen it, they've been there. I've talked to them all about what was going on tonight, and I've never had one of my neighbors ever say, oh, those terrible kids that were out making noise and stuff like that. Like, I have a bigger problem with teenagers drinking in the park across the street from me than I do from the patrons of Cordon Avenue. So, as a resident who's, again, within a stone's throw of all these establishments, I've noticed no negative impact aside from occasionally having to park farther up or somewhere else because it's being, parking, but it's a minor issue. I'm not somebody who gets overly upset over somebody taking a parking space and using it. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything further? Well, I just wanted to say, I understand what you're saying about the area. I tend to agree with pretty much everything you've said. It's just that, there are concerns, based on this study and other things that have gone on. Like, I know some people feel as you do that, it wouldn't matter, we could continue to expand drinking establishments. Others feel quite differently, so I kind of have to at least consider those concerns as well in my decision. And I just want you to understand that.
Right.
And also, I appreciate what John said. Like, this is not about, you know, we are looking at the use of a property, not a current business owner. We have to consider that use, once it's established, will continue. So we have to set it at a scale that's comfortable.
Well, I'm saying as a resident within a stone's throw of the,
I'm comfortable
with whatever happens. And I think that the real salient point in all of this is that whether this will work or not work, or whether it's a positive or negative impact, will be decided by whether someone's there willing to put the risk and the money up to open the business, and whether anybody shows up to go there. And that means that if, you know, all the studies decide that if it becomes a successful, popular business and people are going there and spending their money there, that means that there's a market for it and there's support for it. And I think that that should count for something, that it shows that it
should
exist. Well,
it counts for something in that there's a number of requests here, and, you know, it's not like everything's been denied or anything's been denied yet at this point, so...
I'm just, regardless of whether everything's been denied or not, what I'm saying is that the ultimate decision will be, it'll ultimately be decided by the whoever's willing to open the business and whether people are willing to come there and spend the money. And that will show you what Winnipeggers want and what the community wants, and how people behave by, again, attendance is I think that's the real thing that will decide it. That patio won't exist if nobody goes there. And the lounge won't exist if nobody goes there.
Yeah.
And if people don't like it, then they won't go there. And that it'll take, it's a problem that would solve itself.
Well, I'm sure no one would go there.
But
there's different philosophies about how much you need to plan a city, but I don't think we have time to get into that discussion
right
now.
Right.
There's free market, complete free market, and there's planning a city, and there's balancing the needs of residents and business. We'll I'll listen to the other, like I do have, I know I sort of came out at the beginning saying I'd like to control this thing, but I'm open to hearing the rest of the people we have to hear before I make a decision. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you have
more? Yes. The next one, Mary Ann Times, Kyle Gerbrandt, and Simon Time.
Yeah. Me and my family are here to put our support behind Thasso operating as a licensed establishment, and particularly the patio operating as a licensed establishment. Being able to sit out on a patio in the summer in Winnipeg is those golden moments, and I really would prefer not to be restricted in my choices of where I can go and enjoy a drink on a patio in the evening in the summer. I also work a job where I have pretty varied hours, and I would appreciate not always being restricted by hours of operation, because, you know, many people work regular hours, but many people don't, and I happen to not. And I would really appreciate being able to go out at midnight for a drink on a patio. Like, that's, I think, a reasonable request. I've grown up in the neighborhood. I've lived there all my life. My parents still own a house over on Warsaw and Arbuthnot. They get noise and action from Corden as well. We live down the street on the other side of Stafford on Mulvey there. And I like my neighborhood. I really enjoy being part of it. I like it that it's vibrant. I like it that there's people out. And I believe it makes it safer. There's people around. And I want to live in an area where things are progressing, and that I live in an exciting neighborhood, and I like that. I want more of that. I don't want crazy. I don't want graffiti on derelict buildings. I want nice places to go where I can spend my money and enjoy my friends' company and not have to be kicked out at 11 or at midnight. And then I have to have my friends over to my house, and now I'm hosting parties in my backyard or gatherings in my backyard. My neighbors, I think, would appreciate if I stayed on the patio.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. By the way, it is licensed right now. It's licensed, but you just have to order food.
Right.
It's not licensed. Just,
I understand that. I would like to be able to go out for a drink in the evening and not
have to
and eat if I want to eat and not if I don't. Like, I don't really want to be told that I have to eat.
I just wanted to make sure because you mentioned licensing. Was
yeah.
Licensed,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a dining
no.
Okay.
I also have a lot of relatives that come to town, and I would like it to be where we can choose freely about where we're going to go and be able to go to a grown-up place. I don't want to have to go and hang out with the kids at the other end of Cordon. I want to go to a grown-up place with other people my age and show them what it's like to be an adult in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. So that's
okay.
All.
Thank you.
Mike Bakers.
Hello. I am here in support of Fonzo Beeser. I just want to touch on a few things. The food there isn't that bad, and I like the staff. But you had mentioned a few things that I wanted to bring up. First of all, I'm just going to say I've lived in the neighborhood for, 32 years, both for 10 years in the River Heights area and now for the most part in the Crescentwood area. I work with companies all across that I know that Jenny's familiar with. I work with Euron Walter at Walter Corp and Ernie and hoping to start to work with the biz and stuff like that in regards to some future projects that I'm going to be doing. So I've been around that area for a long time. I've been hanging out in the, I guess I met a lot of the people at Fazzo through Bar Italian. Have seen the good and the bad. So I know where you're coming from in relation to the balance of the people in the area versus the businesses. I also look at other cities that are growing, and I know that Winnipeg is Winnipeg, and we do things differently in Winnipeg than Toronto or Vancouver or any of those places, but there is a reality when it comes to growth of a city. Cordon is, a lot of people look at it as sort of somewhat of a jewel. You have some really nice restaurants, you have some great gelati places. In the summer, it's the place to be. People love hanging out there. Expansion of that area, I think, is key also for Winnipeg tourism. I think it's key for the demographic in general. The people in that area, if you take a look at their houses, and if we go back, we take a look at what the businesses have brought to the area. They have increased the amount in housing. The costs have skyrocketed in a lot of areas, not just because of this wonderful recession that we're in, but the businesses make the street. If the businesses weren't there, I don't think you would have as many people there. I think a lot of the people would move to where the action is. People move into that area because they know it's Cordon. It's not like I'm moving in there going, it's going to be a quiet neighborhood, super, super quiet neighborhood. When you move into the Cordon area and you're moving near Cordon, you're expecting that there's going to be some. There's going to be, there are businesses. Now, the bonus is I can go to Food Fair at night, or I can go to Bar Italia, or I can go to Fazzo, or I can go to any of these restaurants. But the downside is a little bit of noise. So the people that live in these areas, and it's the same as 4th Avenue in Vancouver, or if you're going in Toronto, any of the major strips that have the restaurants and the bars, and it has the food places and whatnot, the people who live in that area accept that. They're living in an area that has a little bit of noise. If you want dead quiet, you can other places in the city where you can move where it's absolutely quiet. So, you know, there's, I think, something to be said about, you know, a lot of people are going to complain about noise. In this case, it doesn't seem like a lot of people. It seems like one person who's making a comment that, when you look at the comment also, you know, it sounds like other comments I've heard from other businesses in that area that have gotten told that, hey, you know, people are peeing, or coming from your business and they're peeing here. People are coming from here and they're drunk and inebriated. Well, unfortunately, it's not always the businesses, or fortunately, it's not always the businesses. In a lot of cases, it's just a bunch of drunk people. And I know because when I was a young kid, I was a drunk person. And just like a lot of the other drunk guys and girls and everybody else, I live right now on a street right down the street from a park. And guess what happens in that park? You know, I see a lot of drunk kids. I don't blame it on any place. I just know that people get drunk. Nonetheless, having a, I think it had been said before, 30, 40, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, the people that FASA are aiming at, I don't think that we're aiming at people that are coming in to drink 50 beers and get plastered. That's not the environment, unless people really like slow jazz and getting really, really, really drunk. But even then, you know, it's just, I just can't see it. It's sort of, you can't really take one restaurant and say, well, this restaurant's going to cause all these problems. And we can't say either this restaurant may cause these problems, because that's jumping into the future. That's why there's conditional status, if I'm correct. The whole word of conditional. Now, you said before, yeah, we never go back. You know, if you usually get it, you get it. But that's the idea of the word conditional means that you can. That means that if you want to, you can grant someone this, you know, and if you find that it wasn't a good decision, you can go back. I understand there's more work involved in it, but it does, that's the whole idea of conditional. Otherwise, there would be no conditional. You would just have yes or no.
Well, conditional, really, actually what conditional mm-hmm. means, if you don't mind me saying,
please.
Because I don't actually see it that way. Like, conditional means that it requires a public hearing to change the rules to allow it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really mean that you can just take it away mm-hmm. once it's there. So it really yeah. does.
So when you
it
do
doesn't
it, so,
mean
okay,
conditional
okay.
in that sense.
So conditional,
it just
means okay.
That
so
it's a conditional use. It's not normally allowed under.
Okay.
So I think you're making.
There's okay. So, there, okay, so that I do apologize for that. That
no,
is,
no,
that,
no
that,
problem.
That is,
I just want to clarify because
yeah.
I think it's an easy mm-hmm. to go there, but that's not accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I was because based on that point, then that kills my other point. But nonetheless, nonetheless, you know, I think that the people, you know, the people that are going to be coming in, the people that. FASO, at least that I feel, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get that older crowd, a crowd that may have been hanging out at some of the places years ago, farther down Cordon, and now are older, more mature, want to go out for a nice drink, have a family, want to sit on a patio. I don't think by saying, no, you know, after 12 o'clock you have to go somewhere else, or after 11 o'clock you'll have to go somewhere else, you can't sit on our patio anymore. You're taking money. You're really taking money away from someone who's trying to, you know, give the city more money and give the city more credibility as a restaurant. You know, so it's sort of, you know, you're sort of biting the nose, bite the face type idea. Well, it's okay, you know, you guys said we'll give you till 12, but or we won't give you till 2. We'll give you till 12 because something may happen. Someone may get drunk. Someone may do something that we don't like. Well, there's always going to be people that do things that we don't like. It matters if it's happening consistently. And I don't think this is, you know, do you see Coliseo, that happening at Coliseo? Like, Coliseo's a restaurant. They have a patio. I don't know if it's licensed or not. I'm assuming it's a licensed patio. But I don't know if there's a lot of complaints of, and there's housing all around it.
I'm pretty sure they serve food there.
Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless.
Which is not what's being asked for.
Yeah, I know, yeah. This is just asked for straight drinks. I'm not sure if it's a food or just a beverage.
The ones that don't serve food
mm-hmm.
tend to be the ones where there can become like the issues you're describing mm-hmm. in other areas where they can be mm-hmm. because it's a bar situation rather than a restaurant mm-hmm. situation.
No, and that makes sense. I think that when you look at the side patio, I'm going to use Coliseo as an example. That patio is fairly large, even with food service. It's a loud patio.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's also in a different part of Cordon,
yeah.
Avenue.
Yeah.
Where there's a collection of restaurants, whereas here there isn't. There's Chicken Delight.
But isn't that the whole idea, though, to expand Cordon out from the Chicken Delight area to the Arch?
With bars?
Not with bars.
No, not with bars.
But with shops,
yeah,
with boutiques, with businesses, with bars, with lounges, with residents. With, yeah, all those things. But I don't think it's just specifically, I think that, you know, if you were to say no to it, all you're doing is just pushing people farther down court.
I think, just to be clear, I'm not saying no to it.
Yeah.
I'm saying what is the appropriate level of use? What
mm-hmm.
is the appropriate
mm-hmm.
And we do have some recommendations in front of us from the planning department.
Yeah, I read those recommendations already.
Part of I guess where my initial response was, first of all, there was no, I would have appreciated, there wasn't public consultation prior to this. Like, you don't have to legally, in terms of going out and I should be talking to Rhea about that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, in terms of, nobody met with the council, nobody met with the residents that I'm aware of before putting in the application. So,
but the sign was up, so the so they had enough time to respond. Is that, would that,
that
be
would
correct?
Have been a little bit helpful. But like, I basically discover that there. We approved a certain level of intensity, and then now, right away, the back door. So, I mean, I obviously have to look at that, like, how far is it going to go?
And that's fair. But it is understandable that, as a business, they would want to do so. But nonetheless.
Yeah, thanks, Harvey. Harvey, just be patient. This is an important issue, okay? Anyway, all right. Thank you. I don't have any further questions on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate you, and things that people have said have actually been very useful. So.
Well, hopefully I'll be working with
you. Yeah, thank you.
The next person is Tammy Rock.
Pardon?
I'm here as a resident of in the neighborhood. I live on Brogner and Stafford. And I'll just quickly say what I had to say, because some of it just repeats what other people have been saying. But I've lived in the area for 10 years and enjoy living there and the vibrancy of the neighborhood, the hustle and bustle, all of that, feeling like you're living in a big city and still having a sense of community. And so I just came to express my support for the application for a patio that serves cocktails without having to order food. I think I'm like a typical demographic for the restaurant, mid-30s. I have a family, and I don't go out on the town and party and go nuts, but I do like to go out now and then and have a drink and just hang out. And I don't think, from what I understand, that we're talking about a nightclub vibe or a bar vibe. It's a quiet, smaller patio, and I'm here just to support that idea. So thanks.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
No. Thank you.
Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to the application? Seeing none, we can call the applicant back up.
Beyond all the obvious discrepancies that we have, we'll agree to disagree on a number of things, but I have to, I've really got to bring up this whole question of how you were surprised or offended or I don't know what by me not consulting you or meeting with you, particularly the area counselor, about this, when in fact, primarily it doesn't appear anywhere that I should do that.
No, I did say just you're not required to.
No, I realize that, but I want to finish because this is a bigger issue than just that. First of all, it really shouldn't have been brought up in general, with someone who was here in support or whatever, so that was a little bit inappropriate. But the reality is I actually asked the planners that came to my business with regards to all of this if I should call you. And I was actually told that that probably wasn't really the right thing to do, and that you couldn't comment on anything, and that basically I would just be talking to you, that you and I would not be having a conversation. And so I'm not only a little bit, I'm dismayed that this whole topic was even brought up right off the hop here, but at the same time, to actually say that's an issue is unbelievable. And on top of that I actually asked that question was dissuading.
Okay, I'd like to tell you what, because I think there's been a misunderstanding here, because I was actually told by the planning department that they recommended you meet with me. But I've been given two.
No, I was told that you could not.
Maybe I could ask planning.
And I have a witness to that effect, actually.
Later. I'd like to ask
order,
the planning
order.
To
we got to have an order. We're not supposed to be entering into debate. I'm trying to give less leeway.
Okay, but I'd like to ask the planning department to tell me whether or not what was said.
When we ask the administration the question.
So, all I can say is I was actually very interested in discussing this with you, but.
Okay, that's good to know.
Anyway, and the other thing I just want to comment, again, the word bar was used. This is not a bar. I just want, bottom line is, I made another business person in the area, a citizen of Winnipeg, had made a considerable investment in purchasing this building, number one. A building that had been sitting empty for upwards of 4 to 5 years. Okay. And was an absolute eyesore, big issue in the area. And I know that for a fact from people and friends that live surrounding it, and they had big problems with that. So now, the building is purchased. I come in there as a private citizen, again, invest considerable funds into it and time, effort. Like I said, I've personally paid, my business has paid 2 years' worth of property taxes. Like I said, another year's worth of business taxes and upwards of $10,000 in other types of fees for licenses and the opportunity to have these meetings. I have been in business for less than a year, so I think that in terms of contributing to the city, contributing to collection of taxes on the provincial and federal level as well, I absolutely do that. I employ people. I am now a watchdog of that corner. I simply would like to, beyond the fact that I was given an additional 200 square feet, and frankly, the reasoning for that was because I was in shock because we weren't told about these restrictions initially, and that's a whole other issue. But the fact is, I built a business there. I'd like to be viable. I'd like to compete. I'd like to exist. I don't want to be, as anyone suggested, gone in a year or two, potentially, and then some demon may show up and do some horrible things around here. I don't believe that's the case, and I think I should be judged for my actions, not for what might happen. I appreciate that we're not going to use the word conditional by its definition in this scenario, so that's fine. But I also believe that there's a provincial board, an act that governs issues in terms of whether there's problems with the, you know, whether there's a lounge or not. And I adhere to all of those. If there's a problem, the Manitoba Liquor Board can deal with it, and then I'll gladly, you know, receive punishment as they see fit, which is what they are in place to do and are on cordon. And I can tell you this from my own personal experience, they are on that street, especially in the summer, at least two times a week, checking things out. So there's, you know, I really don't think that there's going to be any big problems. I just like the opportunity to be,
you made
yourself clear. Well, yeah, and I just don't think it's fair to be judged in any other respect. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Could somebody from planning clarify the issue of that public consultation? Because I did speak with members of the planning department and was told something different than what was said here. I'd just like that clarified, please.
I think it was a tiny nuance. What I explained to the applicant at the time was her application was filed.
So
it was filed at this time. This was only a few weeks ago, correct? It was when we spoke at the restaurant.
No dialogue.
So nonetheless, it was filed, and the issue then becomes that what I explained is that you could contact her at a counselor, any counselor, but they could choose not to speak.
Okay.
And that's just a matter of jurisprudence and case law.
Yep.
Okay, well, in that case, I owe Rhea an apology because I misunderstood that. I thought that someone had said to me that, you know, before the application was filed, it was suggested that the applicant meet to discuss the issue, and that didn't happen. That was the impression I was given, I heard. So I apologize for that, and I'd like that on the record, that that was not my intention, that there was, you know, the application was already filed, so... In that case, there wouldn't have been an opportunity for the applicant to speak with me. So I apologize for that. I misunderstood, that's what I thought I heard from the planning department. And that's not, you know, anyways, that's not the end of the world anyway. I mean, they have a right to put in an application. All right. Is there anything that the planning department could say in terms of the reasoning for the conditions you put on here? You could speak to some of the conditions that have been raised here as part of the discussion, the hours and so on.
Yeah, I think when we looked at it, I think the conditions add up because of that. What we were looking at, this is almost as an exiting strategy from the business. We have two units, Unit A and Unit B. The addition is going into Unit B. We had a concern, and we spoke about this as a branch, and looking at this is that what we didn't want to see is a larger scale business with a large group of people there exiting at the same time onto the street. So the idea was to kind of funnel it down by having, one, the hours that we recommended for the patio actually exist. We're not changing anything in terms of the hours. We just wanted to solidify this in the conditional use, so we added that in as well. To Unit B, we want to see that go back down. And then onto the to Unit A, they would it'd be open the latest, which is what her business currently had. But it is an hour more restricted than what her business has. It was we recommended to close it at 1, not at 2 o'clock, which is what the previous conditional use actually allowed for. So that spoke to a large percentage of them. And we also restricted the size of the cocktail lounge specifically. Our zoning bylaw as it stands, it describes a drinking establishment that covers the gamut of drinking establishments that are found under the MLCC regulations. The previous zoning bylaw actually labeled the previous drinking establishments. So we want to be specific here and call it a cocktail lounge in conjunction with MLCC established regulations so that they would have enforcement on that end as well. I think the number of conditions really speaks to us spelling out some of these strategies, and that was kind of part of the bigger idea.
Okay. Thank you. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move that the recommendations of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in, but I would like to just add an amendment that I don't know, I wanted to put in this thing about a bicycle rack, just in terms of that, if possible, working with the city to establish a location, if viable or something like that, just in case there is an actual viable location, that a bike rack be placed. So I just wanted to add that. And that this be forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee.
Actually, because there was a letter of opposition, it goes to the Standing
Policy Committee. Oh, it goes to the Standing Policy Committee
first.
On Property and Development first. Okay.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
And I move the following supporting reasons. And first, I'd like to say I recognize this has been a bit of a testy public hearing, and I apologize for that. First, I would like to say that FASO has been, the business itself has been an excellent addition to the neighborhood. I myself have been there many times. It was a derelict building. It's been a huge improvement. The difficulty in the decision here today, I just wanted to make a couple comments, if you don't mind, is that, you know, we are making a decision for a use, not for a specific owner. And I just want to be sure that the conditions are such that no matter who was operating a business there, it would be something that would be appropriate to the neighborhood. That's the basis of the decision we have to make. So it's not intended to be personal about any particular business. And I do live right there, and I do know that people appreciate the way FASO has been operating there. For the most part, I haven't had any problems at all. But I would also like to say that the use asked for here, I know there will be some residents that won't be happy about approving a cocktail lounge, and that I'm going to be taking significant heat from people. I hope you appreciate that, because even in the patio as well as inside. But I do feel with the hours restrictions that the planning department has carefully put together a lot of consideration and worked as a group, that with the hour restriction, the hours restrictions, which I'm going to leave in place, I think it's a balance. It provides the cocktail lounge that's requested, but with a few restrictions to hopefully keep things comfortable for everybody involved.
Can I say one thing?
Not at this point, I'm sorry. So I'm going to essentially be supporting the recommendations of the administration with the exception of requiring that they work together if a bike rack can be put in place. Okay. I move that the public hearing